This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Redskins Survivor. We'll do this on Tuesdays generally, a couple days after each game. There's just too much to dissect on Monday. We got Kirk Cousins. But Tuesday seems like a good landing spot for Redskin Survivor.
Tuesdays.
Facebook.com/Grant and Danny to vote right now. You got 17 players to choose from after every game. You kick one out of Redskin Survivor. You give one immunity moving forward. 800-636-1067 is the number. I am booting Terrell Pryor off. I am giving immunity to Zach Brown.
Josh Jackson, he gone. He's out of here. Please beat out Ryan Grant. Please be healthy. Please play. Please contribute to my NFL football team. And the person staying, the best player on the field, Zach Brown.
Go vote at Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. We will update our Redskins Survivor polling at the end of the show. The UMSO News Desk will have the final verdict in the final segment today on who gets booted and who gets immunity. Speaking of Doxson, and I wonder if this colored the voting in any way, he was limited in practice again.
Again.
Do you think that has anything to do with the votes today? Just the people heard that story and they can't unhear it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100% it does. And we're now at that place where it's a dark place for Redskins fans because we've been here before. We've read the million words about when he's right, he's their best receiver, they said about Malcolm Kelly. When he's on in practice, he does things that nobody else can do, so they said about Malcolm Kelly. We have been down this road before. If he does a fashion shoot like Devin Thomas, I'll jump off the top of the roof. I mean, take me away. Please, for the love of God, please contribute immediately. Please, 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 please. The desperation I have for the first-round draft pick from last year that I disagreed with at the time, still do, by the way, but we can't change him. We can't unpick him. The not contributing will drive me crazy. I need it so badly. It's all I can think about.
Do you think that this is a game you can call a must-win? Because I say no. But then in the same sentence, I could also tell you that if the Redskins lose, their season is almost off the rails. I just have a policy as someone who doesn't pride myself on doing lowest common denominator nonsense that I cannot call a week two game must win. There's 15 after that or 14 games in 15 weeks. There's too much football to be played. We've seen the Redskins get hot, 5 in a row, get into the playoffs, 7 in a row, get in when they're 3-6.
4 in a row, yeah.
It can happen. So I can't call it a must-win. But, Danny, we said this yesterday. If they lose to the Rams, and then they've got the Raiders and the Chiefs in the next 2 weeks, both of which are games in which they're going to be dogs by, I would say, 7 to 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 10, which would be a little bit crazy. But on the road, I could see that in Kansas City.
Monday Night Football?
10-point dogs? I could see that.
I don't know that there's a spread that I would find too unreasonable. If I find out that it's like 15 and a half, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
What if they beat the Rams and then beat Oakland and Kansas City, and they're 3-1.
What did we say that I would do? Was it some sort of interpretive dance or some kind of thing where I had
for
to like
what?
I don't remember what it was, but we talked about this the other day. It was like
if
last
the Redskins
week.
Won 3 in a row.
If they rip off 3 straight, including at Kansas City on Monday Night Football, Oakland and the Rams, there was some kind of dance I was going to do in front of the logo. Do you remember what it was, Dar?
Yeah, you were going to go get coffee in your boxers.
Yes. No, that was something else.
No, he actually lost that bet and didn't do that.
I did not. That was last year. If they ripped off a certain number of wins down the stretch, I was supposed to go get boxer coffee.
I thought that was one of the things where he welched.
I thought it was the 4 games without Trent Williams. If they won all 4, you were going to go get coffee in your boxers.
Yes.
For me and
right away it was gone because they lost to Arizona.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten us lunch from the March Madness bet you lost?
No, very willing to do that. I have not. Because remember, we couldn't eat anything, so we decided to table
and
it.
And I still kind of can't, I guess.
Yeah.
But at some point we should do that.
I am more than happy to do that. I am owed. I lost fair and square.
As a show, generally speaking, we just do bets and we don't actually follow up on
That's pretty fair.
I think that's a radio thing in general, because did the junkies ever actually pay each other with the bet book?
There's a book. I know that.
Do they ever actually pay up on their bets they win and lose?
I've heard of it happening
a couple times
in a blue hell. Yeah. So, but back to it. I'm not above anything. I am lowest common denominator. I am simply an emotional fan. This is a must-win game. You can dress it up and call it something different. You have to win this if you want to have any kind of semblance of a season.
But when you say must-win, if they lose, .. Like, if they lose, the ellipses is you're in huge trouble because your schedule coming up gets daunting and you're about to be off to a, I'll say, 1-3 or 0-4 start at that point, and I would say more likely 0-4. They're going to beat San Francisco, so you might get to 1-4, and then you play the Eagles again on the road, which is a winnable game. But a Monday night football game, oh, by the way, those always go well in Philadelphia.
They're so good in primetime.
You can't say, though, if they lose this game that their season's over. That's overstating it, isn't it?
No. Because
it's the second week.
I'm aware of what it is, but this is not in a vacuum. If you're the Tennessee Titans and you somehow lose week number 2 to Jacksonville, right, who looked really good in week 1.
Yeah.
Tennessee's season's not over. They've still got a weak division. They've got the AFC South. They're able to come back. Houston may stink, and the Colts are a disaster, right? Tennessee could still have a nice year, and they can be 0-2. New England, for example. Now, they're not losing to New Orleans. Let's say that they do. Track record, no problem.
Yeah.
A lot of teams that are 0-1, 0-2 can bounce back and do some things. The Redskins, A, the division's too good. B, this is not in a vacuum. This is a Dan Snyder-owned team. This is what happens. Keep in mind, everybody this offseason basically walked into Dan's office and goes, Dan, we got it. We know better. We're not going to go get a defensive coordinator from outside. We're not going to go get another scout. We're going to promote everybody that's already here. And the best solution to be the GM, not an NFL GM, mind you, it's a guy that was like a GM for 15 days for some like Norfolk, Virginia, defunct football league. Oh, it's Doug Williams. He won the Super Bowl in 87. That's who the GM is. Everybody went and told Dan, we know best. Well, now you're 0-2, looking down the barrel of the AFC West and an arduous schedule. This is not an owner that's going to sit there and go, I'll be very patient with you guys.
Yeah.
You've got it under control.
I mean, here is my greatest concern about the Redskins is that if they lose to the Rams and they're 0-2, they're likely to end up 0-4 after the consecutive games under the lights at night against the Raiders and the Chiefs, home and away. You're 0-4 going into a bye week. I don't think they would do anything crazy there, blow anybody out, make any major change. But that's the kind of conversation that's going to be happening on television, on this show. Those are the types of calls we're going to be getting. Not willing to start saying Jay Gruden's job security, but people are going to be talking about those types of things.
Sure, and Dan Snyder might try to zorn him. I mean, they just signed him to an extension. Maybe you try to get him to quit.
That's the kind of stuff, as someone who's just so ravenous for a team that does things the right way, that I want to avoid because I don't trust the people running it. I don't trust Dan Snyder to be rational and sane. I don't trust Goose to do what's correct.
Huge part of it.
So the problem is if you give them an opportunity to reveal their true colors, in the case of Dan, I think that happens. A lot of the time. And he listens to things and he hears things. And if the fan base if they lose to the Rams and things don't go well against two teams better than the Redskins, because the Eagles are not better than the Redskins. They're about on par with them. They just happen to be better on Sunday. The Rams are not better than the Redskins. Now, we'll find out Sunday. Maybe they're better than we think they are and they're as good as the Redskins.
Yeah.
And they'll beat them. But the Raiders are better. The Chiefs are better.
Yep.
The Cowboys that are coming up in a few weeks, they are better.
Seahawks better.
Those games are coming. The schedule also, which we both said was tumultuous when it came out. It's only been 1 week, and I don't know how many times we've said this week. We shouldn't make a lot out of the games.
Right.
But here's what we've seen. A lot of the games look harder than they did a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
The schedule changes. Sometimes it benefits you. Sometimes it hurts you. That Vikings game at home, that doesn't look as fun. Sam Bradford might have been the best quarterback in the league in week 1.
He looked terrific.
Dalvin Cook is unbelievable. The Seahawks lost to the Packers, should have beat them, got the wrong end of a really, really bad call.
But defensively, they're pretty damn good.
Were the Cowboys disappointing to you in any way?
Nope.
Did they look like a team that's regressing?
Better than I thought.
You play the Eagles again, who just beat you and could have blown you out if not for the Kerrigan pick 6. The one game that maybe looks better is the Saints, which is in New Orleans in November. They looked awful. The Giants disappointed, so I guess you play them twice. Maybe the Cardinals had a terrible game. That's at the very end of the year. In week 15, they're going to be completely different than they are now. But the Broncos, the Chargers, this schedule is arduous.
If I can get the Giants without Odell Beckham, I'll feel much better. He'll be back. That'll be a different team, different dynamic. I'll say that.
I'd love to have played them this week.
And I'd love to see if New Orleans was at FedEx, I'd feel a little bit better. Who knows what they'll be in the dome? I offer that. Minnesota's pretty good. But back to this. When I was a government contractor, I learned an expression from some of the military folks in DOD. And when things went bad, everyone goes into CYA mode. Cover your you-know-what. That's what happens over at Redskins Park like you wouldn't believe. Everybody's puffing their chest out when they're 14-1 over a couple years. When things start to go south, it's not just, oh, man, let's hunker down and get together and figure out the solution and work through this. It's a, it ain't my fault. When things go rotten, you can see it. The snakes, you know, retreat back into their little layers. And that's how they're going to operate. That's when leaks start. That's when this blame starts. That's when, well, this anonymous source is going to tell somebody at the Washington Post. And that's when you get the December to remember with Mike Shanahan and Dan Snyder trading barbs through their various reporter connections in national publications. That's how it starts. You don't win this game, by the way, to a guy that was on your staff and is now gone. That's an extra little needle in the side for Dan Snyder and company. I'm telling you, if you want to have a season that you think you can have, that you guaranteed everybody you were going to have, you have to win this game. You do.
Andy Behrens on Fantasy Football at 1. Stuart Mandel breaking down college football in the weekend ahead at 1:30. Where Grant and Danny, our double play is next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.